The seduction of youth, gender lies in Virginia schools. Woe to those who call evil good, and good evil, who substitute darkness for light and light for darkness. Isaiah chapter 5 verse 20. Virginia's schools have become a battleground for the souls and minds of our children. What used to be institutions of education are now mission fields of indoctrination, where deception is presented as compassion, and rebellion is disguised as identity. The enemy is not flesh and blood, Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, but the ideologies being normalized through school boards, activist teachers, and politically protected curriculums. Chief among them, the lie that children can change their gender, and that opposing this is hateful. From education to indoctrination, from education to indoctrination, in school districts such as Fairfax County, Loudoun County, and Richmond Public Schools, LGBTQ+ content is prominently featured in libraries and learning materials, reflecting a broader effort to normalize gender ideology within school culture. While recent documentation on pronoun and bathroom policies is limited, these districts have embraced an inclusive framework that often sidelines biblical truth and parental values. The Virginia Education Association supports these policies, and many local school boards have resisted state guidance that emphasizes parental rights. The VEA and its parent organization, the National Education Association, are not merely supporting LGBTQ-identifying students, they are actively promoting sexual identity activism to children and teachers through curated Pride Month campaigns. In their June 2025 newsletter, the NEA encourages educators to use. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. GLSEN's Resource Hub, which helps students and teachers form gay-straight alliance clubs and normalize gender transitioning in schools. NEA LGBTQ+ rights guides, defending gender ideology in schools and helping educators resist parental rights protections advanced by federal executive orders. Making Gay History Fellowship, programs which develop LGBTQ+ curriculum for classrooms. World Pride Participation, repackaging public school advocacy as sexual identity activism. As the NEA proudly states, join us as we demand safe and affirming schools where students can learn and educators can teach, no matter their gender identity or sexual orientation. This is not neutral education. It is institutional grooming under the guise of inclusion. The biblical response, created male and female. God created man in his own image, male and female he created them. Genesis chapter 1 verse 27, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Romans chapter 1 verse 22, gender is not a social construct, it is a divine design. To affirm gender lies is to deny the Creator. When schools push this ideology, they don't just oppose parents, they oppose God. Christians must not be naive, the real target is not policy, but truth. Biblical truth. The identity war is spiritual at its root. What parents and churches must do. Know the policies. Review your local school district's gender identity and student privacy policies. Demand transparency. Demand parental rights. Speak up. Attend school board meetings. Write letters. Ask questions. Challenge euphemisms like affirming care and inclusive curriculum. Equip your children. Raise them with scripture. Build their discernment. Help them reject false identities by anchoring them in who God says they are. Support the faithful. Encourage teachers, staff, and board members who courageously resist these lies. Don't let them stand alone. Pray and persevere. This is a spiritual war. We win not with anger, but with truth and grace, by the power of God's word. Final warning, final hope. This is not about politics. It's about protecting children, honoring God, and preserving truth. If we remain silent, we become complicit. But if we speak with boldness, God will strengthen us. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Joshua chapter 1 verse 9. Let the church rise as watchmen. Let parents awaken as protectors. And let Virginia be known not for rebellion, but for righteousness. Call to action. Parents, take a stand. Our children deserve truth, not confusion. Our schools need light, not darkness. As parents, you are not powerless. You are appointed. Download and share this practical guide to help you push back against the LGBTQ+ indoctrination agenda in Virginia schools. What can I do? A parent's guide to faithful resistance. This guide includes 10 practical, prayerful, and biblically grounded steps every Christian parent can take to stand firm for righteousness.